WMST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively into the spring, almost summer, getting up into 90 degrees, perfect ice cream eating time for us. All of it brought to you by our friends at Wise Markets. I got my scooper out. I went with a vanilla bean this week. I'm very, very plain. We have these wise conversations around here. We try to have some fun. And this one's going to be fun because I love having Dennis Curtin on, the director of public relations for Wise Markets, because we have these wise conversations. But this is where I'm going to use Dennis to get me some wisdom here, because I've been married 19 years this summer. We have finally, Dennis, moved out to the sticks. This was my view. You can see, by the way, I have some, welcome in. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing well. Define sticks.
A place where there are deer and raccoons and fox and turkeys come to we're above the reservoir. We're just not downtown on the 23rd floor.
Okay.
Looking at this any longer, which is much sunnier now that Adley Rutschman's up with the Orioles. Right. So this is why I have sunshine with the Orioles right now. And the reason we moved, when my people ask my wife, because it really, we love the city, and I know the city takes its bashing and like all that. I'm Mr. Baltimore Positive. We didn't leave the city because we don't like the city. We're afraid of this. We're afraid of none of that.
Yeah.
We wanted to have a grill, and we wanted to have outdoor space to have coffee, to have tomatoes that the deer are probably going to eat anyway, and the raccoons are going to get into. But the grilling part of this was like, first and foremost, to my wife. My wife starts going to her sister's house in New Hampshire and grilling, and she's like, we got to move. We need a grill. So this is the grilling segment that I bring to you, and I'm ready. I've got the long tongs. I've got the big mitts to make sure I don't make a mess of myself. We've been studying grills from $200 to $1,500, everywhere in between, and we're about to do this thing. My wife and I have never, ever, ever grilled, not a vegetable, piece of meat, nothing, because we've since 2003, because we haven't had outdoor space to have a grill. We're really excited about grilling, Dennis.
It's funny, and I'm sort of a occasional use a grill kind of guy. I've seen more on Instagram and TikTok in terms of quick, easy ways to grill a steak, to grill vegetables, and in terms of side appliances that help you make it more efficient. I mean, the world of grilling is just exploding right now. And with Memorial Day, that's the official turn into summer and summer grilling.
I have been paralyzed, and I'm literally not kidding you. Like, in the real world, I'm busy. I'm doing the crab cake tour. I was with the Ravens for Super Bowl 35. I'm just busy. We have not purchased a grill yet. Now, let me say this. My wife's, my mother-in-law, my wife's mother, bought us a grill that is a nice little grill, and it's perfect for, it's almost like a tailgating grill, right? Small.
Sure.
And there's just the two of us. I mean, no offense, Dan, you're not coming down with the family, and we're not bringing 100. I don't need one of the man grills, like the Guy Fieri that has at his house. Or the one, right?
So the size of a Honda.
Yeah, I don't need that. I mean, I really don't. But we've had this grill 10 years and have never used it, because we haven't, when we go to Jimmy Buffett, we stop and get a crab because we don't grill out. Right. Then we have the typical Weber grill, and we had to do inventory on this week because it's time. And I knew I was having you on it from Wise Market. So we have the little tub that we literally have cooked in. The last time we grilled at a Jimmy Buffett concert in Virginia in 2007, we put charcoal. I don't know if we got them at Wise. It was 2007. Don't blame
me.
But we got the with the lighter fluid, and we did it old school. And dare I say, this is a wise conversation, and it may not be wise of me to say this, but Dennis, I prefer the carcinogens. I want flame. I want lighter fluid if necessary. I want to fight with the damn thing. I want the fire to go out. I want the bricks to be half black and half gray, just like when I was camping. And my wife, she's Gucci. She wants to have a button that you turn on, and it's all perfect and whatever. And we're in between this decision. So what we're going to do is have a cook-off, and we're going to cook them both ways. And we're going to because we haven't bought a grill yet. We haven't bought a real grill, and we're deciding. So you're here. Let's talk about grilling meats. Let's talk about the things that your people prepare. Because when I come in, everything in there from now through Halloween is in the front of the store to take home to put on the grill that right. got my wife excited about having a grill.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, my father, rest his soul, he had a gas grill. But at a certain point, he said, I miss my Weber. And he got a Weber as well. See? You know what I mean? It's just
wisdom.
It's a primal thing. And he was really good at grilling. Right now, what you really see, and if you we have our weekly circular coming out on the 26th for Memorial Day, and we understand right now it's a challenging environment in terms of pricing, but on Memorial Day, we're rolling up our sleeves and putting out some great deals. We have T-bone steaks at $6.99 pound USDA choice or grass fed.
It's like 2003 pricing.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure about 2003, but it's a really good. I have to put my glasses on because I forgot one.
Oh, please do. Yeah, you look good. Don't worry about it, Dennis.
We also have grass fed boneless strip steaks at that same price point. We have buy one, get one free on baby back ribs. And those are sort of the starting points. But I mean, if you go in to a Wise Market store, I mean, you're only limited by your imagination in terms of what you can do with grilling. You know, if you don't want to buy a package of ground beef and turn them into burgers, you can go to the meat case and find Bubba Burgers that are pre-made. And I've served them, you know, at parties, and people have loved them. I mean, it hot dogs, Saline's, Ballpark, you name it, we have it. So the whole point is, we're not the deciders. We want our customers to be the deciders. We give them as many options as we can. And during the holiday seasons, like, you know, Christmas, Easter, Memorial Day, 4th of July, that's when we explode with options for our customers. And
well, the really, option you give me is to use my reward points to get a free ham, right? I mean, that's right. The option I take at Christmas every year.
Well, I mean, and our fuel rewards, our Wise rewards are even more important today because they allow people to save 10 cents a gallon for every $100 they spend. And we're seeing people saying, boy, I'm going to use these points. It's a lot more valuable today than maybe a year ago when prices were a little less in terms of gas prices.
Yeah, don't be mad at the vendors on the gas prices, right? Like, I mean, it really is something that's affecting everything, and it affects everything on every shelf, on every everything, right? And
yeah, it
you
does.
Can save people money and crow about it a little bit, and that's part of the brand at Wise, right? It's, you know, saving money, right? And a part of this is I do, when I go in, see pricing and say, how are they doing steaks at $6.90? I mean, there is a point in that to say, that's a hell of a deal, really. I mean, and people should take advantage of this for the holiday.
It is a great deal. And it's a deal that it's a 1 week deal. I mean, it's really a hot price, no pun intended. It's just what you do is you put your best foot forward during the holidays, and you can see it. You can see that turn when you come to Memorial Day. You know, things that we're promoting right now, watermelons, corn, berries are probably the best selling item in produce beside bananas on Memorial Day weekend. And that red, white, and blue element, I mean, berries lend itself to that idea, to those kinds of cakes, to those kinds of fruit desserts. So, I mean, for us, it's a fun time. But here's the thing. You know how you're talking about grilling, and grilling's great. Lots of people like to grill. There are other people who, maybe people like your former self who live downtown, don't have grills, or they don't want to cook. And we're there for those customers as well. We have lots of heat and serve meals. We have sides galore. I mean, a couple of years ago, we had a problem with our potato salad supplier. They had an issue with their factory, and they had a shutdown for a couple of months. And so we switched the supplier. This is five or six years ago. And all these customers are going, hey, what'd you do to my potato salad? It doesn't taste the same.
Well, I love the rice pudding. So,
yeah.
And I've become addicted to the rice pudding. If you mess with the rice pudding, I'd know it.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it was a temporary disruption, and we went back to that supplier the minute it was up and running. But those are the kinds of things that we do well. And if you don't want to touch a button on your grill or light up the charcoal or turn in the oven, you know, we have platters for every budget. We also have dessert platters. I mean, it's just the world is your oyster when it comes to holiday entertaining at Wise Markets.
Well, I tell you what, Dennis is here. We always have fun talking about traveling and getting around the state. I did a piece earlier this week about Western Maryland and biking. And this guy's biking 350 miles for cancer with our friends at Window Nation. And I thought about the hills out there. I'm going to be doing 31 crab cakes and 31 breweries in 31 days. And I'm hoping to get up to the ice cream plant as well. But I want to talk one more thing about grilling here.
Sure.
Because for me, if I'm going to go through the trouble of grilling and being outside, and having, you know, all the utensils and doing, I wanted to taste like it was cooked on a grill. And that's where I get sideways. My wife's like, it'll taste fine. So we're going to have, I think we're going to use this summer, literally, before we invest in the big grill or whatever that thing is going to be that we're going to do that makes pizzas and has a smoker and makes brisket and does all that stuff that I don't know if we're going to do. I'm just trying to get a proper burger, a proper piece of salmon, one of these delicious grass-fed steaks you're telling me about onto the grill, and I'm trying to weigh – I want to come in and buy charcoal. Every time I see them in there, I say to my wife, throw them in the basket. We're going to go. We're going to take some charcoal. We're not doing charcoal. We're going to get it. We're going to get a gas thing. And we still haven't grilled anything. So this is the week I'm going to pressure because I'm going to get some of these steaks on discount. She loves steak.
Yeah.
We're going to season it up. And I think her sister's coming in. I shouldn't say this on the air. Yeah, but so listen, this is quiet because she's
just
proud of it.
You and me.
And, she's going to tell everybody. She turns 50 next week. My wife, I mean, it's unbelievable because she looks 22, but she turns 50.
50's the new 40.
So Memorial Day weekend is her birthday every year, kind of like the Indianapolis 500 and whatnot, right? So her birthday's next week and her sister's coming to town. So this is the week. You know, I mean, I'm not kidding. Like having you on the show and grilling, this is the week. We are outside. We have two different grills and I want to prove to her that it's not healthier, because I know it's not. We're not talking about healthier. I was talking rice pudding and ice cream a minute ago. We're talking about what tastes good. And what tastes good for me is picking up some of those Kingstons or whatever, throwing them down with some mesquite, something, 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 fighting, burning my finger a little bit, doing all of that. But on the other end, having a perfect steak. That's, to me, is the way that I want to do it this time. And she's going to fire up her – we got to stop and get one of the gas – you guys sell those too, right? The little gas things?
Yes.
She tells me you sell them. She's like, you get that at Wise. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm looking for the brickets or briskets or briquettes or whatever they're called.
The thing with charcoal is that it's delayed gratification. You know, you got to fire it up and you have to let the coals cook a little bit before they're ready to grill the steak. You know,
see, most people don't think I'm patient then, and they're going to find out.
With a gas grill, I mean, you just click, turn on the button, and it's ready to go. And there are strong arguments
for both. You sound like her now.
There are strong arguments for both. There are strong arguments for both. I mean, old school. I mean, I told you about my father. It's like he did a gas grill for years, and he did great with it. Pork chops.
I like your old man. He was a good one then.
Yeah. But at a certain point, he couldn't take it. So he got a Weber, and he alternated between the two. And he loved grilling, and some people love grilling. An increasing number of people love grilling, and I guess I'm coming back to what we do. We have everything you need, whether it's something that we make for you or whether it's something that you're grilling. And then we have all the sides. And then if you want a big party, we have the plates, we have the napkins. I mean, you're just limited by your imagination. And that's the beauty. That's the versatility of supermarkets today. I mean, they give you what you need.
I see the veggies that are pre-sliced. And like, I don't like knives. I'm missing a finger. And it like, you can laugh, but it's true. I just don't like, I'm not a big fan of knives, you know? So cutting, I watch my wife like cut toward herself and like, I freak out. So even with the vegetables, I would go in and get them in little packages. They're all cut up for me. I can put my zucchini, put whatever I need to do out on the grill. Dennis Curtin is here. We're talking grilling because my gosh, it's Memorial Day. And they got great sales going on at Wise as they always do. Just not on the gas right now. Ignore all of that, but make sure you're taking advantage of that and the ice cream. And you owe me an ice cream plant
tour, yes, we do.
And all the dairy. I'll be getting up there. I've heard heard about all the new flavors you guys got coming out. Yes. So I still have a little butterscotch ripple left. So I'm still enjoying that with my ice cream scooper. What else is going on this summer, Wise? You're always telling me a good story. You guys are always doing something nice. Last month it was pets, and I appreciated that.
Oh, we're finishing up Paws for Pets. We're doing well. Our customers have been very, very generous. But starting on June 1st, it's the American Dairy Month. And
I got my scooper.
And what we're doing is we're raising money to generate milk donations for regional food banks like the Maryland Food Bank. We've done it before. We've raised several hundred thousand dollars. We throw in a corporate donation as well, because we've discussed before, generally speaking, when we ask our customers to make a donation, we're going to make a donation too. I mean, it's important that we're in this together. I've been in other parts of the country where retailers, it's they ask customers for a donation and then they just pass it on without rounding it up, so to speak. And that's not something we believe in. We give with our customers.
Well, I round up every time too. You can do that when you check out. You can get it all on your app. You can get it all on your phone. You can get it all by putting your phone number in. The rewards program is fantastic. You guys have been so great to us. I appreciate you talking about grilling a little bit, trying to – I don't know if you're going to settle the debate, because –
No.
If she can hit a button, like you said, and get me a piece of salmon in 7 minutes that tastes as good, I'll hear it. But we really need to decide how that's going to work, because I don't like – if it tastes like it came out of the oven inside, it's not going to be the same for me. I want it to taste like it did when we cooked out, as we did in the neighborhood, or when we went camping. I like the smell of a campfire.
Yeah, and there's nothing – I mean, when it's like the Weber with charcoal and it's hamburgers and hot dogs, I mean, it's the greatest smell in the world, and it also harkens you back to maybe when you were a kid or a teenager, when you were with your family. And yeah, those are good memories, and it's a good way to celebrate Memorial Day. And we also know that Memorial Day is a time when we remember, you know, all those people in the military who made the ultimate sacrifice, so –
Beautiful weekend ahead here in Baltimore. Appreciate you, Dennis. Thanks for coming on, as always. Two visits in 1 month. Wow. I mean, I feel so lucky. All right. Wise Conversations can be found out of Baltimore Positive. And, of course, the Wise Markets all around the community stopping by. We had a great visit 2 weeks ago with Nick talking about digging for glass. It was I meet Wise managers, and we have these fun conversations getting in and out of stores and still trying to find the last half gallon of Butterscotch Ripple. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Happy Memorial Day, everybody out there. Plenty of Adley Rutschman talk ahead with Luke out in Owings Mills. We're back for more on Baltimore Positive right after this.